Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Robert Cray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Brian Biondi is with us. Brian, give us your title. I'm not sure I have it correct here.
Well, there are several, but I'm the former CEO of the Entrepreneurs Organization, which is just a worldwide organization that is supporting and educating young entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
And I say young in the sense that they're just starting out.
They're still kids.
But they're... Well, there's a lot of them that are over 40, but they're just starting out. And, you know, and that goes to really, Jim, to my next point, because I believe, really, without any question, that we're going to have more entrepreneurs in the next 5 to 7 years than we've had in the last 2 decades combined. And so, you know, if that is the case and we're driving that, do we have an educational entrepreneurial support system out there? So we're trying to breed more entrepreneurship in America, and quite frankly, you know, that's the solution to all of our problems is more entrepreneurs.
Well, you know,
the more entrepreneurs we can get, the better we're off. But can we educate them? I mean, are
that's
there
the thing. You know, Brian,
in
1998, I started predicting that the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur, and that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. And the 21st would be the century of the entrepreneur. And I still believe that. Every day something happens to make me believe that that's the case. And at the same time, I started interviewing people in the education industry. Fisher School of Business at University of Ohio. Babson College in Massachusetts. Vanderbilt's entrepreneurship program. And these groups have been proliferating. The entrepreneurial curriculum in colleges has been proliferating quite a bit over the last 10 or so years. But and you can get an entrepreneurial degree. You can get a degree in entrepreneurship, an undergraduate degree, from many, many schools these days, Brian. But I've never heard anybody say this curriculum is in the education department, and it's teaching somebody who wants to be a teacher how to be an entrepreneurship teacher. I've never heard of that before. Is there such a thing?
Well, I mean, I don't know if there is such a thing. I mean, obviously, the summit that we're driving is helping teachers to teach entrepreneurship and educate them. But yeah, no, I couldn't agree more with your point. And you know, I really do believe we're going to have so many more entrepreneurs in the next 5 to 7 years. And it's so critical that there is a education out there that you know, there's good educators supporting entrepreneurship. You know, today we've got some great colleges and universities. And there's a few that, in my mind, seem to, you know, feel like they've got a good entrepreneurship program. But there really isn't. I don't really think there's a college and university today that really stand out. I mean, some really promote. They've got a couple that promote entrepreneurship, but they're
teaching entrepreneurship. They're not training entrepreneurial teachers.
That's
and
right.
And to me, that's where the deficiency is, isn't it?
That is. No, it's no doubt about it. It is. I couldn't agree more. I mean, we're not teaching the teachers. And where's that happening? And, you know, obviously this is the first cut at it, what we're doing, with the Future of Entrepreneurship Education Summit, November 17th or the 19th. But, yeah, I you're absolutely correct. And what's worse is that it needs to happen at the high school level as well. I mean, we think colleges, but I wish that there was a way that we could educate the teachers at high school, because entrepreneurship should something that should be starting at minimum in high school. I mean, I think that's something great about the network for teaching entrepreneurship. I mean, they teach entrepreneurship to high school kids in low income communities,
right?
And it's just so refreshing.
See, I think you make this happen, Brian. You find the local chamber of commerce, maybe in conjunction with SCORE. Maybe in conjunction with a small business development center in the community. There's lots of organizations in just about every community that could pull something like this together to identify a cadre of instructors who would volunteer to go once a week and teach for an hour or two, teach entrepreneurship, to teach business principles. To and these are bona fide business people, not educators who picked up a book. Now that's, to me, this is the way you get this started. It's kind of a guerrilla warfare kind of thing. It wouldn't be, you know, I don't know what you could do about credits, but I mean, why wouldn't that be a good idea?
I think it's a brilliant idea. We just need that to happen in every community in America.
And see, Chambers of Commerce have a vested interest in this because those are their future members.
Right. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And it would just be so refreshing if that was happening.
We got about a minute left, Brian. Last thoughts.
Well, I want to come back to the Future of Entrepreneurship Education Summit. I think it's going to be a great summit. The website is feesummit.com, and we've got a lot of really great entrepreneurial leaders there from foundations, media.
Can anybody show up? Can they go to the website?
Anybody can. Okay. Go to the website and you're registered.
This is going to be at the U.S. Chamber building.
That's correct. U.S. Chamber of Commerce in
Washington, D.C. Yeah.
November 17th and the 19th, we got the top entrepreneurial educators around the country coming in for this, and anyone can go there and register for this event.
Right,
so.
Hey, Brian, I got to wrap it up. Congratulations on the second event that you're having. Hope you have many more, and we'll continue to help you tell the world about it.
Always a pleasure to be on a show like yours that's having a great impact on many people here in America.
Thanks, Brian. Brian Biondi, ladies and gentlemen, that's feesummit.com. Check that out, folks. And you'll see many of my Brain Trust members are in that lineup of guests and speakers. Take a quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.